This week on You and the Law, attorney Kelly Zarcone is here, and we're talking about the dollars and cents of divorce. We're getting into the season when all of that financial information starts coming in the mail. Should both spouses be taking a look at each other's financial information on the possibility that the marriage might fall apart down the line?
Well, I think generally, people have an inkling if the marriage is falling apart. And if you do have that inkling, it's very important to take a look at what comes in the mail as far as end-of-the-year statements, retirement plan statements, things like that.
How often have your clients done that?
Very rarely. It's important to do it. It's important to make sure that you know your financial situation as a married couple. But all too frequently, one or both spouses are not really paying attention to that type of information until they're in the throes of a divorce.
Traditionally, the image was that the husband was the breadwinner, the wife stayed home and, I don't know, waxed the floors. That's never really been true, but it's even less true today. Does this change the financial dynamics of a divorce?
It absolutely does. It changes the financial dynamics as far as maintenance goes. There are fewer and fewer awards of maintenance if both spouses are working and able to support themselves. There are issues, I think, emerging as far as child support goes, how much child support is fair if both parents are working and able to support themselves and their children and have good relationships with their children. And problems with debts.
Ah, yes, debt. I would think this varies by the age of the spouses, by how long they've been married, what their careers are, if there are kids. You must have a big, long questionnaire.
Absolutely. There is a big, long questionnaire in divorce. It's called a DRL 236 form. And it's a very in-depth form that couples fill out. Each individual fills out, actually, at the beginning of a divorce in order to disclose all assets and debts and expenses.
Do they have to tell the truth?
It's a sworn statement. They have to tell the truth.
Do they?
No, frequently not. It's important to do your own due diligence. I've seen a number of times where one spouse has lied about certain assets, and it's very difficult after the divorce to, when you find out about that asset, to go back and try to divide it.
More and more women in relationships are making more than their husband. And during this recession, they're more likely to be working than their partner. Does this affect the financial dynamics of the divorce?
In many ways, it does. And of course, it depends. In this economy, frequently, debt is a huge issue, but working is a huge issue. Now, more and more men are being granted maintenance than women.
More and more means what percentage?
You know, I haven't taken a look at any recent studies, but across my desk, I'm seeing the end result becoming that becoming where women are in more high-powered jobs, they will frequently end up paying maintenance to a husband who has a normal to low-paying job.
We're in the college application season right now, and there are a lot of schools out there that cost a lot of money. Does the issue of college tuition payments get mixed into this?
It absolutely does. When couples are divorcing, even if their children are 10, 12 years old, it's important to think about college expenses. Not every parent feels it's his or her responsibility to pay all college expenses, but when you get divorced, it should be something that you at least address.
One of the obvious questions in all of this, once it's done, once the paperwork is signed, how much of a problem is the payments not showing up?
It's a huge problem. Just because your agreement says something doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen automatically. And that's one of the frustrating things about my practice in post-divorce work is that my clients say, well, the agreement or the divorce says my ex-spouse was supposed to do something, but they're not doing it. They have to do it. And my response is, well, our only choice is to take that former spouse back to court. What are you going to do?
And the sheriff's department has a hunting season for those spouses every year.
Indeed.
Today here on You and the Law, Attorney Kelly Zarcone has been here, and we've been talking about the dollars and cents of divorce. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.